Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, travel expert, and a complete mess.
Al John Go here at the helm, podcast producer, big Marvel, Star Wars, Disney fan of the Fantastic Four and Herbie, and I can't wait for the new movie to come out already.
A Fantastic Four Herbie movie?
Oh, not Herbie the love bug, but Herbie the robot, who's the Fantastic Four robot.
Oh,
yes.
Although it would be interesting to see Herbie the Love Bug also be in the Fantastic Four.
I'd watch that.
Well, you're a Pedro Pascal fan, so of course you're going to love it.
Who knew? Mystery. A total mystery. But I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, girl in the chair. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. We have so much to catch up on this week.
A lot.
Yeah.
We have a lot.
We were under the weather last week.
Yes.
Among
I feel like things. It was like dominoes. Like we all just like, and I'm across the country from you guys. Everybody got sick.
Yeah, you know, everybody in my office, well, I'd say not everybody, but a good number were sick last week. And of course, the ongoing saga of Kristen and Al John's multiple car wrecks continued, right? So a few weeks back, a 16-year-old hit Kristen's car, totaled it. And then picked up the new
total
car.
It, but
well,
enough.
Enough.
It
enough.
Made it pretty much worth nothing.
Yeah. And then, so we're picking up her new car. And then literally the night we're picking up the new car, an elderly couple runs into my car and totals it. Luckily, no one got hurt. But the good news is I now have a new car. So that was the ongoing car drama.
And they're both
worked out.
They're
all
both
worked out.
Blue.
Both blue.
Oh, good.
Unintentional, but it happened that way. So,
I have the prettier blue.
As it should be.
Yes. She gets what she, mommy gets what mommy wants.
Hey, I hadn't had a new car in 18 years, so it was well earned.
Hey, if it wasn't for all these people running into us like magnets, I'd be running my car until the wheels fell off too. But luckily for us, it worked out. No one was hurt, thankfully, and the kids have another couple places to lay claim to.
Good.
So, how are you, Kat?
I'm great. I'm getting ready for my trip.
Yay!
We're doing a Kingdom Stroller rental, which I will have to talk about after it happens, but I am a detriment to myself because I decided that I'm going to make a friendship bracelet out of pool noodles and styrofoam balls a la Taylor Swift with our last name on it instead of making a stroller sign. Because I'm an insane person. So I've been working on that in between, you know, actually doing the job I get paid for, which has been
I can't
going
wait
great.
To see that sign.
It's going to be ridiculous. I'm super stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's been status quo. It's been rainy here in LA, like nonstop for the last couple days. It finally stopped today. So,
well, you were close. When all that torrential downpour was happening, Burbank area, yep. LA, I know that my other podcast host, Dave, you know, was a little far removed from it, but wow, holy smokes.
It was a lot.
A lot of rain.
Yeah.
Flash flooding.
Yep.
Landslides. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff going on.
I'm lucky because I always say the only way that my apartment would get affected by something like that is if the entirety of the Warner Brothers lot got washed away.
Oh,
because I'm like literally like surrounded by it. So like there's no, I have that protection because they're like, it's millions of dollars worth of investment. So by locale association, I get that protection too. So works out.
Protected no kidding, by the right? WB.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nice.
Well, there you go. Hey, we actually have a food show to talk about this time.
We do.
Yeah. Lots of food.
You want to tease what's coming up, Kat?
It's the best time of the year. Flower and Garden Festival starts in just under a week, I'm pretty sure. Just over a week, just under a week, next week.
Oh, yeah.
As the crow flies. Yeah. And we have menus. So many menus to talk about.
Wows.
And then on top of that, there's something small but mighty happening over at Hollywood Studios that we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with studios.
I think we should. This is 100% not for me, but I'm interested to hear what your opinions on this specific place are because, oh, did this not bring the menu up? Why do you hate me, menu? Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves while I find the menu.
Okay.
Okay. So.
I'm sounding very froggy all of a sudden.
You are, and you're losing volume for whatever reason that is. I don't know why, but could be the mic.
Well, I'm not positioned where I normally am, because normally I'm sitting on my leg, but since I broke my toe earlier today, that's not happening.
Oh, my God, Kristen.
Okay.
Oh, yes, as I said.
I'm okay, I found it.
Okay.
Anyway, so at Hollywood Studios this week over by Muppets, they have opened a small new snack stand. It is Coca-Cola themed. It is called the Ice Cold Hydraulics Station. It's near Muppet Vision 3D on Grand Avenue. They have some interesting treats.
Okay.
Starting off with candy painted cinnamon rolls, which are mini cinnamon buns, and followed by bouncing mini churros, which is savory.
Okay.
It is churros with cheese sauce on top.
Have they been dipped in sugar and stuff first? Like normal churros?
I don't know the answer to that question. They have, okay. Savory churros topped with Coca-Cola and bourbon candy bacon, sriracha aioli, and scallions. So I'm sorry, there was no cheese. It was sriracha aioli. I thought it was cheese.
Okay, I was going to say, those aren't churros.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it sounds like fry toppings.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they also, of course, have just regular churros with chocolate sauce.
Okay. I'm hoping these churros are like the churro, like the basis for the churro, but doesn't have any of like the sugar, cinnamon, or any of those flavors to it.
Yeah.
And that they're just putting these other things on it, because if not, and it's like a normal churro with all that stuff on it, that's just gross.
Yeah. I was reading this earlier and I was like, I can't have that. I'm not sure I would want it if I could.
Hmm.
It looks appalling. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's interesting. I don't know.
I kind of like the idea in theory, especially because there's bacon and the aioli and all that. Savory is always good.
Yeah.
Different though than what I would expect. You know, sometimes when you order a drink, beverage, you think it's one thing. And then maybe they mix it up at the bar and then you get something completely different and you're like, oh, you might like it, but it's not what I expected.
Yeah, yeah.
It could very well have that same effect on me.
I agree. I think I might convince my brother to eat these while we're there so that he can give us a report.
Well, there you go. I'm sure you'll find take some pictures and post it on our Disney Instagram.
Yep.
When I find a guinea pig, we'll do it.
Might as well. Try it. Family member, dad, somebody. Exactly. Somebody do it.
Well, not dad, but yes, somebody.
Oh, somebody.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to give
dad.
It to
oh, dad. Not dad. Not
also,
dad.
I'm sorry. Mom.
Mom, Matt, and Katie can all, and the baby can all have churros, but not me or dad.
Oh, I'd like to see what the baby has to say about it.
The baby had sardines for dinner the other night. The baby will eat out of the garbage can. So he would eat it. It doesn't matter. It could be a flip-flop. He'd probably eat it.
Oh, okay.
He got three teeth. He had sardines for dinner.
That's funny.
The baby's name is Teefs. Teefs.
Teefs. All right. He's got some teeth.
Got some teeth.
With those teeth also to consume at this snack stand, you can get a popcorn bucket or a popcorn bucket refill, of course, just regular popcorn, cotton candy, all of your favorite Mickey premium ice cream bars, Mickey premium ice cream sandwiches, lemonade cup, strawberry lemonade cup, and then, of course, the piece de resistance, frozen slushies with alcohol.
Oh, that's right.
Jack Daniel's whiskey with frozen Coke. Bacardi Superior Rum with frozen Coke or Stoli Vanilla Vodka with frozen Coke. Each of those are $15. Mm. They also have beer and wine, and you can get, of course, the frozen slushies, Coke, Minute Maid Lemonade, or Fanta Blue Raspberry without the alcohol. But why would you want to?
Hey, you put the Stoli in there with the blue raspberry. Now that's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I don't like Coke. I don't like cola. So
no, lemonade.
No, I will do if it, but it has to be at like place like Steak and Shake where they have the Coke and the actual vanilla extract that they pour into the Coke. Like I'll drink one of those, but that's the only way I drink Coke.
A legit soda.
It can't be like vanilla Coke out of the machine. Like it has to be the machine with the actual vanilla added to it.
Yeah.
Love that.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, but, I think it's nice that they have something over there because there's always people looking for something to eat or drink over there. And it's like, there's nothing here.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, just like Pizza Rizzo over there, and Pizza Rizzo's not even open all the time anymore. So it's like pretty convenient in between Muppet Vision and Star Tours and the entrance to Galaxy's Edge to have something just to like tide people over, especially if there's long lines.
Oh yeah.
Or they're moving from place to place. You never know. But I think this is a great addition.
Yep. That's exactly what they see when they look at the guest flow and they see what's going on. They see, look, there's a bunch of people like dying out here. We need to help them out.
And there's really like no shade in that area.
No.
So they've put some like little tables with chairs and sun umbrellas up. So they've added some like, it's not a lot of shade, but it's some shade. So if you're really desperate, there's a place for you to sit down there now, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love that vintagey old Coke vibe.
Yes. Yeah, I'm down with that too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's time. Yeah. You know, people are booking their vacations now, or at least planning them, and you can save time, money, and a whole heck of a lot in terms of moolah, so you can spend on your next Disney vacation when you book with Kristen. So, Kristen.
Yes.
Our resident travel expert, tell everybody what the latest travel deal is.
You can save up to 30% on rooms at select Disney resort hotels when you stay for 5 nights or longer. And this is going to be valid for stays most nights from March 25th to July 7th. So you've got a good bit of time to be able to take advantage of this special rate. And it's going to be up to 30% on rooms that are going to be classified as your deluxe resort. So places like the Contemporary, Grand Floridian, Riviera, Yacht Club. And then you can save up to 25% on rooms that are moderate. So your Caribbean Beach, Coronado Springs, and it's Port Orleans Riverside for this. French Quarter is not included in this.
Wow.
And up to 20%, the All Stars, as well as Art of Animation, Family Suites, and Pop Century. And then up to 15 on the Polynesian Village, and up to 10% on many of the villas, as well as the French Quarter.
Awesome. Well,
and you have to, as I said before, you have to stay 5 nights in a row. Take advantage of this deal.
Well, it's always great to save money on your Disney vacation, but people are also booking their cruises with every cruise line known to man. Those super ships are a big deal. like Icon of the Seas. So yeah, go ahead, Royal Caribbean. But of course, Disney Cruise Line, Carnival, what have you. Kristen can book that as well as the other park, Universal Studios. So do yourself a favor, save time, money, and so much more when you book with Kristen. Where can people email you to have you book their next trip?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
And tell them this podcast sent you.
Yes. Please, please mention Dining at Disney.
All right. Next up, the agenda is
Flower and Garden.
Ooh.
The festival is kicking off in 1 week on February 28th. And it's going to be through May 27th. Ow, that was my foot.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was the bad toe you hit.
I'm sorry.
They will have plenty of topiaries as well as exhibits and different gardens that you'll be able to check out. I always think it's fun because you get ideas for like new ways to plant things, especially if you don't have a lot of land and you're wanting to like plant some, you know, cherry tomatoes or herbs and things like that. But one thing I'm always excited about, other than food, of course, is the merchandise.
Love it.
And it's always themed. So this year you're going to have an Orange Bird collection. There's also going to be a cocoa collection that's like seize your moment kind of vibe with that. Butterfly collection that's going to be featuring Minnie Mouse. And then, of course, the annual pass holder collection. And this year it features Spike the Bee, which I'm like, I think I'm going to have Kat pick me up some stuff.
You make me a list, girl. I got you.
You also get to enjoy the Garden Rocks concert series, which we've talked about before. And they do have the dining packages, which I highly recommend. Of course, you're going to want to get your mini festival gift cards that you wear on your wrist in order to be able to pay much quicker and easier.
Convenience.
And I want the one that has Spike the Bee on it.
They're so great. I love they're those both mascots. Cute. They're great.
Yeah.
Okay. Time to dig into the food. There's going to be nearly 20 outdoor kitchens and over 60 new menu items this year.
Oof. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Okay, so kicking it off is going to be the Honey Bistro, hosted by National Honey Board. You got that, Kat?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm so excited. We are going to start with a fan favorite, a crowd pleaser, chicken and waffles.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm. Crispy chicken. Honey sweet cornbread waffle with whipped honey butter and spicy honey.
Mm, I love that presentation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so pretty.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. New this year, they will have honey glazed cauliflower. Ooh. With honey roasted carrot puree, wild rice pilaf, spring vegetables, honey blistered grapes, and sunflower brittle.
Sounds amazing.
It looks very colorful.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For beverages, they have brought back the Honey Peach Cobbler Freeze with streusel that comes in both a non-alcoholic and alcoholic with blueberry vodka versions.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Copper Point Brewing Co. Bee's Squeeze Blonde Ale, that one's new, and returning Florida Orange Groves Winery Orange Blossom Honey Wine. The Pineapple Promenade. This is my one of my favorite booths. It's very simple, but it's always a crowd pleaser. Of course, returning spicy hot dog with pineapple chutney and plantain chips featuring produce grown at the land. They'll also have a Dole Whip, of course, plant-based, and everyone's favorite frozen beverage, the Frozen Desert Violet Lemonade.
So I actually have made an alcoholic version. I've made lemonade, and then I put violet liqueur in it.
Ooh.
And a little bit of gin. And that's what I'm drinking.
Wow, yeah, girl.
Fancy.
I love it. They'll also have Dole Whip with Fanta, Three Daughters Brewing Tropical Hefe, the Counterpoint Brewing Company Tropical Hibiscus Blonde Ale, which is new, the Wicked Weed Brewing Pyrenee Haze Hazy IPA, which is new, the returning Playa Linda Brewing Company Violet Lemonade Ale, the Florida Orange Groves Winery Sparkling Pineapple Wine, the Dole Whip topped with Somers Mango Cream Liqueur, of course, and a pineapple beer flight.
All sounds good to me.
I agree. Al John, do you want to talk about Florida Fresh?
Oh, wow. Oh,
do I?
I know.
All right. I know. Here we go. Here we go. Something that I can't have anymore, at least not unless I take my medicine, would be the grilled warm water lobster tail with key lime butter. Ooh.
I want that.
Yeah, me too. Also, they have the Cubanito with mojo, marinated pork belly, ham, Swiss cheese, pickles, and stone ground mustard sauce.
That sounds good.
They also have the Florida Strawberry Shortcake, which is plant-based. It's part of the Garden Graze Food Stroll. So once again, get your food stroll map and get that stamp so you can get something cool. And then the drink, wash it down with cucumber watermelon slushy, alcoholic version or non-alcoholic version. Of course, gin is the leaded version variant.
Delicious.
Yes. It's World Showcase. You get soft serve in a waffle cone featuring vanilla or the flavors of peanut butter and jelly. Now, those are all...
Wait, not just jelly. Grape jelly. Jelly.
So there you go. There's that. And I say...
I want the peanut butter.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this one's returning from last year, and we had it last year like three times. It's so good.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's a, yeah, it's right. Might be my favorite soft serve, like Dole Whip style soft serve, since they did the cappuccino chocolate at Storybook Treats at Magic Kingdom, because that was really good, but this was really good.
Yeah, you know what? I love getting over there at Hollywood Studios, the peanut butter and jelly shake over at 50s Primetime. Yeah, so this got to be close. Okay, so we have the soft serve. Now we're moving into the strawberry basil sorbet in a waffle cone. Also, they have an ice cream float featuring vanilla soft serve, Barks red cream soda, of course, non-alcoholic. And then they have the liquid nitro honey mascarpone cheesecake with fresh honey, granulated honey, honey mead blueberry compote, and it's presented by the National Honey Board.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
So pretty.
It is. To drink, they also have a vanilla soft serve with cantaloupe liquor.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Boulevard Brewing Company's Quirk Strawberry Banana Whip Hard Seltzer.
That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then a strawberry basil sorbet with hard seltzer.
The only thing is, I have yet to have a hard seltzer that I like the way it tastes.
No.
It tastes like bubbly, salty water.
Yeah, I'm just not a hard seltzer kind of fan.
No, me either. I think it tastes like nail polish remover.
It just is not, it's not good.
Yeah, if I'm desperate,
this is another thing I'm probably going to make someone in my family try, because the idea of strawberry banana hard seltzer mixed with strawberry basil sorbet. I have questions. I have a lot of questions. First of all, how dare you? Second of all, what is happening?
Kristen, what's going on at Refreshment Port?
Yes, plant-based buffalo chicken tender poutine on crispy potato barrels with ranch and plant-based blue cheese crumbles.
That looks good.
I'm wondering if it's like, does it have like the blue part of blue cheese?
It looks like it.
Like, if you were allergic to blue cheese, would you be allergic to the plant-based? I would think probably.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's true.
Garden Graze Food Stroll, that is part of it. And then for beverages, Country Boy Brewing Orange Cream Hard Cider, which is new. Via Maria Earth Garden Sauvignon Blanc. And a frozen mojito with Boyd and Blair rum. Over at Northern Bloom, they have a beef tenderloin tips with mushroom bordelaise sauce, whipped potatoes, and garden vegetables, and a chocolate maple whiskey cake. Delicious.
Mm.
Beverages include the Florida Orange Grove Sparkling Blackberry Wine, which is new, Collective Arts Brewing Beyond Reason Micro Pale Ale, which is new, the Glutenberg Blonde Ale, and a Collective Arts Brewing Grapefruit Lime Sour, which is new. And they also have a beer flight. La Isla Fresca, they have the Impossible Jamaican Beef Patty with spicy papaya syrup, which is new and plant-based, and a coconut tres leches vanilla cake soaked with oat, almond, and coconut milks, topped with toasted coconut. It is plant-based and part of the Garden Graze food stroll. For the beverages here, you can get a tropical slush, lemonade, grapefruit, and simple syrup. It's non-alcoholic. A Wicked Weed Brewing Mango Wowie Hazy IPA with mango, which is new. And the Florida Orange Groves Winery Tropical Perception White Sangria, as well as a Tropical Breeze with Don Q Limon Rum.
Oh, I like that sound right there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Tangerine Cafe, Flavors of the Medina. What we got going on there?
Oh, me?
Is it you? I can't
remember. You. Okay. It's not me this time.
I know. Yeah. I started it opposite this time, and I was like,
wait a minute.
I really do that?
It's always a game of hot potato on this show.
That's good. It's good. Well, you could have the Mediterranean flatbread with charmoula, roasted vegetables, artichoke, olives, and feta cheese.
Mm.
Or, of course, the returning and oh-so-beautiful orange blossom saffron cake.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can't eat it, but I want to look at it all day.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it's
so cute. For beverages, they have, of course, the pomegranate mimosa, the Keel's Farm Pear Honeysuckle Hard Cider, and Woodchuck Imperial Sippin' Citrus Hard Cider, Three Daughters Brewing Pomegranate Hard Cider, and, of course, a Cider Flight.
I'm not a big cider fan, but that pear honeysuckle one.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds good.
I'd want to try that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Over at Magnolia Terrace, they have a muffaletta panini with ham, salami, mortadella, provolone, and Swiss with olive salad.
Mm-hmm.
The spicy chicken gumbo with andouille sausage and long grain and wild rice. And Frel John Bananas Foster bread pudding.
Yeah.
I'll take the other two dishes.
Yeah, I would just watch you guys enjoy all of that. They all sound good. To drink, Bayou Cocktail with spiced rum, coconut rum, fruit punch, and orange juice. And new this year, the Urban Artifact Cappy Snacks Fruit Punch Fruit Ale and the Schneider Weisse Love Beer Weiss Beer.
Okay.
Also, the Parish Brewing Co. Ghost in the Machine Double IPA, and of course, a beer flight.
That fruit punch.
Go ahead. I was going to comment on that. Go ahead.
No, you comment first.
Well, I was going to say that is literally off the street, the streets of New Orleans, right there. Just put it in a glass and walk down.
It doesn't sound like something I'd like.
Oh, it sounds like something I'd love.
Oh yeah. I don't like fruit punch. So.
Yeah.
No fruit punch?
No, I've never liked fruit punch. The last time I did have fruit punch was back when Have a Nice Day Cafe was around and they put the Everclear in it.
Jeez, jungle juice, mate.
Big fish bowl.
It was a giant fish bowl. A friend of mine and I shared it.
Oof.
Oh, yeah, it was very, very sugary. Yeah, that doesn't even count.
It makes you very toasty.
Hello.
Yeah, it does. All right.
Well, Aljon.
Yes.
Bowern Market
Yes.
Tell us about it.
All right. So they've got potato pancakes with house-made apple shosh. It's plant-based, part of the Garden Grace food stroll. They also have, of course, in the German theme, the toasted pretzel bread topped with Black Forest ham and melty cheese. Ooh. Then you also have the warm cheese strudel with berry compote. So, I mean, very German for the Bauer Market. Very cool. And then they also have the to drink the Bitburger premium pills, the Stiegel Brewery Raspberry Rattler, the Weissman Heppner Hefeweizen Bull Beer, Weiss Beer. Oh, I totally butchered that. And then the Apfel Schmammen, Apple Sparkling Wine, and Apple Liqueur. And then they have a beer flight for those. So all kinds of stuff. You like pills, the Rattler, the Hefeweizen, the Apple Liqueur. You know, sure, it's all good. It's all German. It's all good. How do you say that in German, Kristen?
Which one?
Yeah, how do you say it's all good in German?
Well, good is gut.
It's all guten.
Gutenbergian.
Sure, why not? At Refreshment Outpost, I have a few things there. Seasonal fruit parfait with sweet chili sauce and Dole Whip mango, plant-based, part of the Garden Grace food stroll. And I like the idea of the fruit parfait with sweet chili sauce and Dole Whip mango. That sounds amazing, guys.
Yes, please.
I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. Also, tangerine soft serve. I'm here for that, too. Mm-hmm. Not to be outdone, they have the ice cream float with tangerine soft serve and Bark's red cream soda. They also have, yes.
I just want to mention something that I've noticed on this is nothing has been listed as gluten-free.
There is no allergy information on this.
At all.
At all. And there isn't any allergy. Well, we talk about food and wine. There's no allergy information on that list either.
Why is that?
I don't know. They used to always put that on there. So I don't know why they're not doing that. I don't like that.
It will more than likely be in the little like guidebook.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they've stopped taking the time to point those out on these foodie guides, unfortunately.
Yeah, I just.
It's okay. We can dream.
Well, we should write them and say, please include it again so that inquiring minds want to know. They want to prepare. And I think it's great that if you are able to do it, especially now, go ahead and make notes of it, because then you can plan your way around those different marketplaces and hit the stuff you want to hit.
Yeah.
These guides are super important, I think, for us as we plan our trips around and around food. So if it's gluten-free, if there's, you know, allergies or something like that, I mean, the more information you can put in this, what's another few words, really? It doesn't cost anything, but it does make the experience that much better for your guests, I think.
And they're already indicating plant-based, so it's like, it can't be that big of a deal. But I do see why they're not doing it, because if you just put gluten-friendly, then there's people with egg allergies, people with dairy allergies. You have to put all of those things in to make people feel included. So if you can't put them all, you don't put any and just let them figure it out when they get there. I understand the logic behind it, but it is a little disappointing.
Well, yeah, I mean, gluten-free was something we used to talk about quite a bit here. So it is kind of disappointing. I mean, I get that. You know, you can't make everybody happy, but it's hard when you take a step back after you've been doing it for so long, you know, because you come to expect it. And that's not a sign of entitlement. That's simply just something that our listeners want to know.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's right, Disney, about it.
That is a good point, though, Kristen. Thank you for bringing that up.
And I will report back.
Yes, yes.
After my trip.
I can't wait, Kat. I can't wait.
Well, we'll do a whole section on what the gluten-friendly items are.
Yes. It's going to be 3 Dole Whips and nothing else, most likely, but that's okay. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, well,
it shouldn't be this time of year. You would think a lot of things revolving around plants and not needing, you know.
Although I agree, but unfortunately, if something's plant based right now, it's like in a sandwich.
Yeah.
So it's like the next thing that we're going to talk about is a plant based thing, but it's got bread. So it doesn't really matter.
I get it. Well,
beverages.
Yeah, for beverages, we're still at the refreshment outpost, folks. Beverages. So we've got this lavender martini, which has got Boyd and Blair potato vodka and lavender and lemon. They've got the Crooked Can Brewing Company's Sorpresa Picante Pale Ale Winter Garden. They also have a Woodchuck 802 Barrel Aged Hard Cider. That sounds great. I like Woodchuck. Also, Sweetwater Brewing Company's Fruit Punch IPA, just for Kristen. All right. Moving on, we've got it, Trowel and Trellis. Kristen?
Yes, the Impossible Farmhouse Meatball with lentil bread, spinach, marinade vegetables, and creamy herb aioli. Plant-based. Garden Grays food stroll item. They also have soy glazed sticky ribs with green onions and peanuts.
Soy glazed sticky ribs.
A chocolate mousse terranium with matcha crumble and chocolate soil, which is new. They've done something similar to that in the past, though.
Yeah, it was like bugs, dirt, and bugs or something.
Bugs and dirt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to have to find it in one of the other many food guides I have.
Try the Halloween foodie guide.
No, it was one of these. It was a flower and garden festival item.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember being at the media event for it and trying it. So that's why it stands out.
I think that was a parfait, though. I think it was like layers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have the raspberry and lemon herbal tea, Twinings raspberry and lemon herbal tea, and a simple limeade non-alcoholic beverage that is new. You could also get this kicked up a notch with Conopentin Kinship Gin.
Conniption.
No, Kinship.
Conniption.
Yeah, Conniption Kinship Gin.
Oh.
Someday we'll all graduate from Hooked on Phonics.
Yeah. I was on the next Kristen, word.
With Kristen, what looks better, one or two? One or two?
Three.
Three.
Sound three it out.
Two. Three or two. Can you see? I need to increase the font size.
No. Okay. Like I told, my foot hurts. Please leave me alone.
Okay, someone get
Surreal Brewing Company. Natural Bridges, Kolsch style, non-alcoholic beer, which is new. And I'm sorry, I just think non-alcoholic beer. Like, what's the point? Put it any which way. Brew Hub Strawberry Heat Wave Berliner.
By the way, I have a lot of friends in recovery that actually drink the non-alcoholic beer.
It seems like that would make it harder. Like you would want to drink.
Maybe, but it is. I mean, that they do in social circles. They'll reach for the non-alcoholic beer and have no issues. You know, so
very interesting. Yeah.
I think it comes down to muscle memory, in the end.
Yeah.
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 Good for them for having the option.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The citrus blossom. Orange sesame tempura shrimp with orange chili sauce, a lemon meringue pie, lemon curd, lemon mousse, and toasted meringue. Beverages here include orange lemon smoothie and a souvenir orange bird sipper cup, non-alcoholic. There is a Southern Tier Brewing Company Orange Twist Imperial Ale, which is new. Left Hand Brewing Lemon Drop Shandy, which is new. The Stone Brewing Tangerine Express Hazy IPA, also new. A Key Lime Wine Slush, which is new. And a Beer Flight, of course. Ooh, this next one looks very interesting. It's called Brunch Cot. Avocado toast with marinated tomatoes and plant-based cheese crumbles on toasted ciabatta, plant-based, part of the Garden Grays food stroll. I'd be all about that if it just had like actual like milk cheese crumbles on it.
I think I'm just gonna tell him, please leave the cheese off.
I'll take it.
Biscuit and gravy with impossible chicken fried steak and impossible sausage gravy, which is new. And the fried cinnamon roll bites with cream cheese frosting and candied bacon. I'll take that. It's got bacon.
You know what? We saw this.
We saw a documentary series on Netflix called You Are What You Eat, The Twin Experiment. And so it has.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
You've seen it?
I haven't watched it, but I've seen it pop up in my
Netflix. The first episode makes you think it's going to be about seeing these twins go along their journey, right? But it's five episodes, and the first episode is really about them. The second and the third and the fourth episode are all about pretty much why you should not be eating any type of animal anything. And then the fifth episode is like half of why you should be vegan. And then the other half actually about the twins and the results of it. So I felt like it was a bait and switch kind of thing. And I started fast forwarding because I was like, I don't want to see how my food is, like, I already know. I don't need to see it. I don't need you to try and convince me to be vegan TV show because it's never going to happen.
Although
no matter what you show me, I'm not going to be vegan.
Although, you know, I don't have a problem with the impossible stuff. Like, that doesn't bother me one bit. I can eat, you know, that kind of stuff. It's fine. It doesn't bother me. In years past, I've had the impossible chili and the impossible chicken, the impossible blah, blah, blah. Not a big deal. But I will say this, that it is interesting to learn more about the standards of today and how some of these farms operate. I'll just put it like that because I have a lot of empathy for that, for animals. So even though
that is why I do not eat veal.
Well, yes, but you eat bacon. So here we go. Hi, Kat. How you doing?
I read The Jungle. I know how this works.
You know how this works.
Yeah, but the thing is, I eat a lot of like fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables. I've never been a big meat eater. I'm not somebody who eats meat like at three meals a day or even two meals a day. And he used to complain because I would make dinner sometime and it had no meat.
Zero to protein.
It had protein from things like cheese, but it did not have like meat on it.
Well, that's just how I was raised. You know,
I mean, I get that. Like,
okay, so we're going down this rabbit hole.
Uh huh.
So anyway, back to BrunchCot.
Yes, where everybody wants to know about the Fruit Loops shake.
Sure.
Which is non-alcoholic.
Do you like how they spell fruit? But I'll tell you.
Yeah. I do think that would actually be pretty good with some alcohol in it. A peach Bellini. They also have a coffee cocktail. It's Joffrey's coffee with milk, vanilla vodka, and Kahlua rum and coffee liqueur. Okay, Kat. Farmer's Feast.
Yes.
But I don't eat.
Christy's favorite. Okay, so Farmer's Feast is returning from last year. This is the one location that will have different menus for different seasons. But it's not really different seasons. It's just different sections of this event.
Of the season.
Yeah. So, Farmer's Feast. Early bloom menu from February 28th through March 30th. Kristen's favorite, veal tenderloin. With spring pea risotto, featuring Ben's original international grain, Arborio rice, and red wine syrup. That is new.
I would totally do that without the meat on it.
So just risotto.
Oh, the risotto with the red wine syrup? Why not?
Yeah. Well, sounds good. Well, it does sound good.
You know what Uncle Ben's original international grain says, Kat?
Tell me.
With great veal tenderloin comes great responsibility.
Truth. Yeah. Oh. Oh my God, we didn't talk about Madame Web at the beginning of this episode. Aljon, never mind. Sabe rhubarb upside down cake with creme fraiche whipped cream. Sounds delicious.
Yes.
Fraiche. Springtime menu begins March 31st and goes through April 27th. It will feature a seared scallop with tomato risotto, featuring Ben's original international grain arborio rice and tomato beurre blanc. That one's new.
I like the sound of that.
It looks delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And also a blueberry buckle with lemon creme fraiche.
Fraiche.
That is also new. And to round out the season for summer solstice, available, even though it's way before summer solstice, available April 28th through May 27th, they will have a seared pork tenderloin with corn risotto, featuring Ben's original international grains arborio rice, and roasted red pepper sauce, which also looks delicious.
And this booth brought to you by Ben's original international grain arborio rice.
Brought to you by Johnson & Johnson. Just kidding. They will also be featuring a peach galette with ginger vanilla whipped cream. That sounds delicious and looks beautiful.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Nice.
Throughout the festival, this booth will also have a grilled street corn on the cob with savory garlic spread and plant-based cheese, part of the Garden Grace food stroll. And two beverages, the Hibiscus Lemonade Cocktail featuring Isla Morada Brewery and Distillery Hibiscus Gin, and a frozen lemon tea cocktail with Baron Yeager Honey and Bourbon.
Ooh, I like the sound of that one.
Whoa.
Yeah, it sounds good. The land cart near the land, hosted by Advent Health, will have the roasted red pepper hummus with cucumbers, olives, and multigrain crackers, an Asahi parfait with Greek yogurt, fresh berries and granola, and a strawberry fruit bar to drink the Florida smoothie with pineapple, orange, and mango. Aljon.
Yes.
Tell me about Connections Eatery.
Over there, they've got the Hot Honey Chicken Sandwich, which is Southern Fried Chicken Sandwich with hot honey and pickles on a brioche bun.
I like the sound of that.
Me too. Orange Bird Liege Waffle, also being served there. And then, wash it down, Blood Orange Hibiscus Margarita with Terramana Tequila with hibiscus blood orange syrup and orange juice. Over at the Popcorn Cart in Canada, they've got a Peach Smash with Canadian Club Whiskey with lemon, peach puree, and ginger. Sounds good.
That does sound good.
Over at the Beer Cart in the UK, they've got the Scottish Thistle, which has Ford's Gin with lemon and blackcurrant cucumber syrup garnished with cucumber.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And at Jardin de Fiestas, they've got the Sopa de Trio Chilorio, which is the guajo. Okay, I'm going to give this to Kat because I'm not going to make it.
Kat, no, you have to do it.
I don't play, I pass. Thank you. Go ahead, Kat.
You want me to do it? Okay.
Just do it.
I'll do it. Sopa de Chilorio, guajillo pepper braised pork with fried corn shells with black beans, shredded cabbage, crema mexicana, queso fresco, and chives. That is new.
She's got it.
I'm at 175 days on my duo streak, okay?
There you go.
Tamale de rajas, poblano peppers, corn, and cheese in masa, topped with poblano cream sauce, crema mexicana, pickled carrots, and onions with chives. I really hope that both of these things are gluten-free because they sound delicious. And flan de guayaba, vanilla flan with guava coulis, whipped cream, and fresh fruit. That is new also. Can you handle the liquor, Aljon?
Sure.
Okay.
We have a lychee margarita with Centinela Blanco tequila, lychee liqueur, citrus juice, and agave nectar.
New.
It's nueva.
Nueva.
Hey. Also, the Flora margarita, which has cherry liqueur, mezcal, hibiscus tea, and lime juice. Thumbs up for me.
That sounds good.
Yeah. New.
That's new, Nueva. And also This is Viejo. Craft Mexican draft beer. It's a holdover from last año. So año whatever.
Love it.
Yeah, this is how I don't practice my Spanish speaking. Okay. So I guess we're back to Cat for Lotus House, right? Or shall I do because it's Asian, should I go ahead and do it?
You should do it because you're Asian.
Great. I will just take a pause for the cause.
Yes.
At Lotus House, they have the spicy mala chicken skewer with creamy peanut sauce. Yum. House-made cheesy crab wontons.
That sounds good.
Yes. And they also have pan-fried vegetable dumplings. So all stuff that sounds great to me if you love Asian food. Also, to drink, they have the mango bubble tea. It's not alcoholic. The Brew Hub Honey Jasmine Lager Draft Beer.
That sounds good.
Yes. It is the Year of the Dragon. So they have the Dragon Dynasty, the Beliju Spirit, Light Rum, Dragon Fruit Syrup, Pina Colada Mix, and Soda Water. Ooh, that sounds interesting. Sweet. Also, the Lucky Peach, which has peach whiskey, oolong tea, honey, lemon juice, and soda water.
New. That sounds nice.
It's new. I don't know how to say new in Chinese. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
And at Tropical Moon, they have vodka triple sec, passion fruit syrup, soda water, and white boba pearls. Boba.
Our kids like boba.
Yes, they love boba.
Ooh.
Your kids and I have that in common.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Let's see. Kristen, at Primavera Kitchen,
they have Bacconcini, which is, I don't know, mozzarella.
Well, you said bacconcini just right. I guess.
Grape tomatoes and pesto sauce, which is new.
This is why our listeners.
Arrabbiata.
Go ahead. What?
Is penne pasta with spicy tomato sauce and buttery shrimp, which is new. Quattro formaggi, which is the pasta with four cheese sauce. Or you can get a chocolate cannoli, which is chocolate covered cannoli shell with peanut butter ricotta filling, which is also new. Oh my, do I want that.
I was reading this before we did this show.
Yes.
And every year, this booth is trash. But I feel like this year, they like actually tried. I feel like this is
it. Yeah, it sounds much better.
There's no like raw salmon in this menu, and I'm happy about it. This sounds like it might actually be appealing. Peanut butter cannoli. How could you go wrong with mozzarella and pesto sauce? Like, I feel like pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
Because last year they had that trash, it was like salmon tartare or something, and no one's eating raw fish at Epcot, okay?
Yeah.
No.
No, but the mozzarella with tomatoes and pesto sauce is right up my alley, because lately I have been on this because I'm trying to eat better. So I'm sticking with really the healthy things that I really enjoy eating, which happens to be mozzarella and tomatoes with balsamic vinegar. So yes. I've been having that pretty much every day. And they had burrata like on serious sale at Kroger the other day. So I bought all three containers they had.
Nice.
But get this.
Do you have Aldi by you?
We do.
We do.
Their mozzarella is good. I buy theirs.
Yeah, yeah. And here's something, Kat. You're going to appreciate this. The kids love it, too. The kids love the burrata.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
She, every time I get it out, she's like, burrata. Can I try it? I said, you've tried it already. You want another taste, is what you're asking. Because she'll go, can I try it? Just say, yes. Can I have some more, please?
No. Every time is a new adventure, Kristen. Let her have her adventure.
Don't take that away from her.
Don't take the little things, okay?
No, but she knows she's had it before. But she'll have a taste, and then she'll ask, like, later on, before I'm done, can I try that?
And she whispers, it's like, can I try it?
Yeah, like it's some kind of secret.
She is a ghoul after my own heart.
She really is.
For real, though.
But you know what?
They both love tomatoes.
Oh, they do. Well, that's because they have a tomato garden, too. So, but here's the thing, right? So our little girl's name, she's like, can I try it? And then our son goes, I want it. I want it. Did you spit up the drinking?
No, I didn't.
I did.
Oh my God.
That's you
made
amazing.
Go down the
road. Oh my God. I love them so much.
He is a little cookie monster, that guy.
Oh, anyway. She asked if she could be on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Sure, why not? We'll put her on one time. Hey, if we'll take a poll. Would you like to see our kids on the podcast? Let us know.
Have to stay up past their bedtimes, but yes.
I have to stay up past. Plus, they'd have to be in daddy's recording studio.
It would have to be for a limited amount of time.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to Primavera Kitchen.
So much I could go wrong for that one.
The beverages include Peroni Pilsner, Sauvignon Blanc, Prosecco, Italian Sangria, which is going to be available in either a red or a white, and my favorite, the Italian Margarita with limoncello and tequila.
Yeah.
Okay, Hanami. They have Frushi again, which is strawberry pineapple lychee wrapped in coconut rice and pink soy wrap, served with whipped cream, drizzled raspberry sauce, and toasted coconut.
I like it.
Our kids did not.
I love it. They did?
No.
No.
Oh, are they not coconut kids?
I don't know why they didn't like it.
I think they just think it's weird, you know?
So, that's fair. It is.
Texture, kind of weird.
Yeah.
There is also a steam bun filled with vegetables and plant-based soy meat, which is new. A ramen cup, ramen salad shaken in a cup with fresh vegetables, grilled chicken, and dashi broth with chili oil in yuzu. That is also new, and that looks really good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I could even do it without the chicken in it. It just looks good with all of the fresh veggies. Beverages, watermelon, strawberry lemonade, new. Actually, all these are new. Orange Blossom Brewing Company, cherry blossom, green tea pilsner. That sounds interesting. Ichigo Breeze Cocktail Sake with strawberry and watermelon. And Ozeki Pineapple Nigori Sake. Ooh, I want that. Okay, Kat, this looks like a whole bunch of stuff that is not gluten friendly.
It is not. And you thought my Spanish was okay. Just wait till you hear my French. It's terrible. Fleur de Lis is having a croissant du fromage chèvre herbe et ailé ratatouille. You're welcome. A croissant with goat cheese, herbs, and roasted garlic. They will also have a parmentier de canard lange, which is pulled duck confit with orange sauce and garlic rosemary mashed potatoes. That one's new.
Uh-huh.
A gâteau au crème au citron, lavande et thyme, compote de fruits rouge, warm cake filled with lemon, lavender, and thyme-infused cream, served with berry compote, also new. And returning favorite, the caramelized beignet filled with vanilla cream and glazed with caramel fleur de sel.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a
great job.
Yeah. I sound like Peter Sellers' Pink Panther when I speak French. You're welcome. To drink, you can get the Cronenberg Blanc 1664 fruity white beer with citrus notes.
I buy that for $1.
There you go.
If you get that reference. Only the film nerds do. Okay.
The sparkling raspberry cocktail, which is sparkling wine and raspberry flavor. New, the Jean Bourgeois Val de Loire Sauvignon Blanc from the Loire Valley. And in my opinion, my humble opinion that no one asked for, the best drink of the festival, La Vie en Rose, Frozen Slush. vodka, Grey Goose Orange, Saint Germain liqueur, white and red cranberry juices.
You will have no argument for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best. I love that one.
Good.
For funnel cakes, the seasonal will be funnel cake with powdered sugar, vanilla ice cream, strawberries, whipped cream, strawberry glaze, and strawberry crunch. That one's new. I'm just going to wrap this up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Over at Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company, various locations, World Discovery, they will have the iced honey jasmine latte, a floral fusion of espresso, honey jasmine syrup, milk, whipped cream, and graham cracker crumble. That is new. You can also get it with Bailey's Irish Cream. Near Canada, they will have a citrus frosted iced tea, a tangy blend of frozen lemonade, Minute Maid lemonade iced tea, and orange tangerine syrup garnished with a glazed orange peel. You can get that with Grey Goose vodka. At Showcase Plaza near Disney Traders, they will have an iced berry chai latte, a berry sweet blend of chai tea, blueberry syrup, and milk topped with whipped cream and cinnamon. That is available with Bailey's Irish Cream. And near the American Adventure, they will have the Tropical Frosted Iced Tea, an exotic blend of frozen lemon, Minute Maid lemonade, iced tea, and Hawaiian Island syrup, garnished with a glazed orange peel. And you can get that one with Grey Goose vodka as well.
The two beverages that have the Minute Maid lemonade in it, like, I think would be better if they left the Minute Maid lemonade out.
You just want iced tea with...
Yeah, the iced tea with frozen lemon. Sounds good.
Sure, why not?
Well, it's got, and they've got flavored syrup.
I think that's what the Minute Maid lemonade is. It's the, like, slushy.
Aha, got it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But the other two sound really good. The honey jasmine latte and the berry chai latte. I would definitely have both of those. And I'd have non-alcoholic because they sound so good. They don't even need alcohol.
Agree. There's so many things that I wanted to have.
Yes.
I'll take them all.
One of everything, please.
Except for the veal. Leave the veal off and leave off the...
I'll have your veal. I'll take that hit for the team.
Well, I know that this menu overall sounds like a huge hit. That's what I'm saying. Right?
Yes, I feel like every year Flower and Garden like steps it up when it comes to what they're doing.
I agree.
Yes. So enjoy the food and stay for the Garden Rocks. You know, get there for the food, stay for Garden Rocks. Yes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that like, subscribe, and notification bell. You guys are the reason that we do this show, so please continue to support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews. We love that you've already been doing that, so if you haven't, please do. Also, speaking of support, you can do that by becoming a supporter on whatever platform you listen to us on, or you can shop our links because we've got Amazon, Disney Store, Garden Grocer, and like Kat mentioned earlier, Kingdom Strollers. And you can find all those on diningatdisney.com or in the show notes below. Aljon, where can people find you?
Well, first of all, you can find me, Aljon Go, on Instagram. You can also check out a podcast that I host with Disney creative, award-winning author, animator, filmmaker, Dave Bossert, called Skull Rock Podcast, where we talk about pop culture, Disney, film, and attractions, and so much more. You can also find Kat on her podcast, Eat the Pictures, a little bite-sized podcast about food, phone, and film everywhere podcasts are found. You can also check her out on Instagram at KatAstrophe. At KAT_ASTROPHE on Instagram. Get this public service announcement. Google Podcasts is going away. So what? Be sure that you follow us on every podcast platform out there. Last year we lost Stitcher. This year we're losing Google, but they're going to probably transfer a lot of that to YouTube. YouTube is going to be like their big platform for all that stuff because they have YouTube Premium and listening and podcasts and stuff. So they're probably just going to morph everything into YouTube at some point. But at that point, you know, once again, if you're listening to us on Google, just go ahead and find yourself on Spotify or Amazon or Apple Podcast or what have you, and iHeartRadio. We're there. And I'd also like to send a special shout out to Sorcerer Radio. I know Kat's going to talk about them in a minute, but Sorcerer Radio celebrated their birthday while we were on hiatus last week, sick. So celebrate Sorcerer Radio, because they've been around since 2021. So happy 2001. Why did I say that? Happy 23rd birthday, Sorcerer Radio. So, right? Crazy, huh? Yeah. Oh my goodness. Anyway.
I love it.
All right, Kat. Sorry.
Well, Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites and, of course, diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and, like Aljun said, the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com. And, of course, on their beautiful app, happy birthday, Sorcerer Radio. We appreciate you. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's McKristen and Aljun. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.